Brad, tell us, there has been, we have heard, of course, we're in Jefferson City, but we have heard a lot of rumors about levees getting close to being over top, perhaps failing, some evacuation, that sort of thing. You're there. What is the situation at Winfield at all these pressure points along the Mississippi River?
Thanks, Brent, and I really want to thank you and MissouriNet for helping us get the word out. I'm like you. I like the idea of squelching rumors, get firsthand knowledge wherever possible. But quick update, the main concern here, I know working with the emergency management director in the county here, Lincoln County, has been the Pin Oak Levee. You may have been following that. The word we received earlier today was, thanks to the hard work and dedication of the Corps of Engineers and the National Guard, the Missouri National Guard here, the belief is that the Pin Oak Levee will hold and can hold. But there's been an awful lot of work around the clock, bulldozing, a lot of earthwork being done on the levee, basically looking to address any of the fissures that have might, occurred within the levee. They've been working very hard.
Now, tell me what it was like there when the rains were falling, I think, over the past 24 hours or so. It had to really heighten a lot of worries, concerns, perhaps even fears.
True, Brent, but at the same time, I know as part of the crest estimates through the Corps of Engineers, I do believe one of the Corps of Engineers reps advised me that basically they factor in rainfall into projected crests for the river stages. So even though there was rain coming down, I think thanks to the folks at the Corps and the emergency management staff here in this county, they were able to stay up pretty close as far as estimates.
How are people holding out, including those who are helping you and National Guardsmen, all those volunteers? How are they holding up?
Well, Brent, to put it simply, there are a lot of hardworking people, volunteers, and support staff that basically I think the morale is really good. I think morale is very good all around considering the scope of this disaster. A lot of people, volunteers, support organizations, certainly not just Red Cross, but a lot of the partner organizations that are here as well, are putting in long hours. I know my volunteers that are here are putting in 12-hour shifts, and many of them have arrived on the scene, Brent, after working a full day. So, but I would have to say morale is very good all around.
As far as you talk about the crest, I guess it is finally crested at Winfield. But all indications we have is that it's going to be a while before it really recedes much. I guess people are prepared for the long haul and are in it for the next week, a few weeks.
Correct, Brent. As you just stated, basically the crest, I believe the last I heard was a crest tomorrow at or around 37.5. The projection is that it will drop to 36.6, remain static a few days, and it'll be a steady drawdown.
As far as the Red Cross, we had talked with some officials with the Red Cross, and they just said that the National Disaster Fund almost essentially dried up. Have you been able, though, to have the money that you need to respond to the needs there? And talk a little bit about whether people need to, where they can donate and what kind of donations you need.
Well, thank you, Brent. At this point, I'm not really in a position to actually know fiscally exactly what the dollar amounts or the status of the disaster relief fund, other than know that I know it certainly has been utilized. I know a lot of those funds have been depleted, quite frankly, Brent. But one of the things I always try to tell folks, we do depend on the gifts, the generosity of the American people, Brent. The American Red Cross is a charity. It's not a government agency. And quite frankly, I believe that the American people have always come through for us. Over 125 years of support to the local places, states, and nation. Basically, the American Red Cross has been there with services and programs because of the generosity of the American people. So I'm an optimist. I believe whatever the situation is right now, we've always been able to count on the generosity of the American people to make these programs available.
Have you had the money and the volunteers you need to respond to the needs there?
Absolutely. The resources have been there. We've met every single request, Brent, that's come through the emergency operations centers, really in both counties, Lincoln County and St. Charles County. But a really special thanks to the volunteers, too, Brent. Basically, as the American Red Cross is volunteer-led, volunteer-directed. I always like to put it this way, that volunteers really are the heart of our success at the Red Cross.
And Brad, I'll let you go, but I did want to mention, as we alluded to, I think, earlier, this crisis along the Mississippi River is far from over. There's going to be a few weeks there to until people can feel like they're safe at all.
Absolutely, Brent. And one of the things I would tell anyone who had considered contributing to the American Red Cross and the Disaster Relief Fund, certainly we're on the front lines, but I can tell you that every dollar that any donor gives to the Red Cross really does make a difference. And we're just very thankful, Brent, and we appreciate partners like you that help us to get the word out. That makes it possible for 24-hour shelters. I believe we have 13 of those operating in Missouri and Illinois. Food, snacks to evacuees, other organizations, sandbaggers, our volunteers, and all our great local partners, Brent. This has been truly a team effort in every way.
And it's quite an operation, isn't it?
Well, it is. But I tell you, what I've noticed over the years and working a number of national disasters, everybody makes a difference. Everybody, no matter what the position or what the responsibility is, all those pieces come together, and we want to make sure we're there for the American people when called upon. And thanks to volunteers and our donors and our friends like you, we're able to be there when we're called on.
And we're thankful for you, Brad. This is Brad Farber, Superintendent of the St. Charles County Service Center for the American Red Cross.